Oakley Doakley, welcome to another lovely, amazing, very thrilling episode of The Lady
Dicks. Is that sarcasm?
We are The Lady Dicks. No, maybe a little bit. I don't know if thrilling is how I would describe our particular podcast. It's not like a... I definitely don't feel thrilled on this particular day, and I'm hoping the power doesn't cut out while we're doing this, because that's going to be fun. On the plus side, my thing will still continue to record, but then on the downside, I will lose the Skype call, so I'll be recording by myself. so, you know, whatever. Anyway, my name is Tay. My power is currently on. I'm here with my co-hosts, Nikki and Andrea, and we're going to tell you today about the Stanley Hotel, which is actually a very famous haunt, and we'll tell you why later. Yay.
Hey, guys. I'm Nikki. We're glad you didn't ghost us. Before we dive into our thrilling story of the day, I will go over our housekeeping checklist. It's only really two things, but I'm calling it a checklist because you can check two things, right?
Yeah, grab out your pens.
Write this down. No, I'm just kidding. please follow along and take notes. No. First and foremost, we are a sort of, yes, maybe not, comedy podcast, a.k.a. It's a self-proclaimed comedy podcast, and...
I would say safely that we're a comedy podcast, like 99% of the time.
And mostly because we joke around.
Like, not self-proclaimed,
but
like...
fun, you know.
Yeah.
We don't take our shit that seriously. Anyways, we mix paranormal, true crime, history together in that podcast. So if that's not your cup of tea, some people don't like that with those topics, that's cool. Please back out of this podcast, as in press stop and reverse, retreat, go away.
Beep, beep, beep.
Thank you. Cue sound effects. Thank you, Tay. It's perfect. And
they're called mouth sound effects.
So DIY sound
make
effects
with my mouth.
Because we can't afford real sound effects.
No, we correct. Don't have that kind of budget.
Sound effects on a budget.
We also have an applause sound effect. Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3, applause. Yay.
Hey, I think that sounded pretty
We're
good.
We're so good at this.
We're going to give themselves a pat on the back.
Yay.
Yay us.
And second point on that checklist, we don't recommend listening to this podcast with your youngins around, your kidlets, because we say a lot of swear words sometimes and talk about gruesome topics. So if you're listening and your kids are around, just maybe plop in your headphones. Anyways, you have been warned, so that is completely up to you, obviously.
Hey, guys. Andrea here. The Lady Dicks is an independent podcast. That means we don't have any big budgets and rely on support from our awesome listeners. If you love this podcast and want to help us out, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. And also, if you would like to check us out on Patreon, we are working on some upcoming new Patreon materials. So... show us some love and support us on our Patreon.
Yay!
All right, so if you've never heard of the Stanley Hotel, I am definitely going to assume that you've never watched or read The Shining or done any research on haunted hotels, because it's probably one of the most famous haunted hotels in America, and that's because of its association with the famed horror writer Stephen King, as I'm sure everyone who knows anything about horror, he's a big writer. Yay. And its role as the muse for the book and then obviously the subsequent film of The Shining. Yay. So that's like the creepy Jack Nicholson one with like the twins.
Is there another one?
I don't think so. You know what I always get confused?
Or was that, there was a new one that was kind of based on it, though, wasn't there, maybe? That Dr. Sleep.
I've never seen that, and I actually, no, okay, Dr. Sleep is a different one of his books, although it might be based, it might be like the next Shining book or whatever. I don't really know. I've actually never read The Shining. I don't like Stephen King, and I know someone is going to like be really upset about that statement, but I've tried to read The Shining, and I tried to read It, and I read Mr. Mercedes, and I just don't like his writing style. It's not even that he's like, it's not that I think he's a bad writer. It's just not my... It's not engaging for me. So I'm not a huge Stephen King fan, so I don't really know a lot about his books. I know a lot about the movies based off his books because he has amazing plot lines. So they make really good movies. But I haven't read most of the original material, so that's just a fun little fact there. Anyway.
I don't disagree with you about that. I know there are lots of people who will, but I don't disagree with you, and I think there are lots of other people who... aren't like the biggest Stephen King fan.
Yeah,
of his book.
It's not even that I definitely don't think he's like a shitty writer. I think he's a really good writer. It's just not my cup of tea. I just don't find it interesting personally.
That's fair.
What was I gonna say? I honestly tried to give like It like 5 different reads, and I was like, you know what? This is a long book and I'm just not into it. So
at one point you have to kind of cut it. Your losses and just be like, well, yeah. it's not like, gonna happen.
Whatever. Yeah.
And the movies are really good. I mean, I'm still actually scarred by the original miniseries that aired in 1990.
So am I, and that's why I'm terrified of clowns. The new one, though, I didn't find as scary. The new one wasn't really scary.
I haven't seen the second part of the new one.
I haven't.
The first part I saw, and I agree with you. It was not as scary. The miniseries, and I was 12 when I watched it. So, like, you know, keeping that in perspective.
That's fair.
But I am, like, forever scarred.
I was like too young that I shouldn't have been watching scary movies at said time. Like, I think I was like 5 or 6. I shouldn't have been watching it, but whatever. It like scarred me for life. I am actually terrified of clowns. That's a fun little fact. However, the new one, I thought the new movie was good. I just didn't find it that scary. That it was really well done.
No, it was graphic. It was graphic, but it wasn't scary. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of how all of the movies are these days, though? They're like graphic, but not really terrifying, I find.
I'll take your word for it, because I don't watch horror movies.
Yeah, you're not like a horror movie person.
No, I'm really not.
But even with like the thrillers, I find thrillers scarier than horror movies.
Yeah.
Because thrillers are suspenseful. So you're always kind of like... waiting for something to happen, but they do it in a way that, you know, like scares the crap out of you.
I think horror is like a classic horror needs a little bit more suspense in it, like in 2021 than they put in it. Now they're like culty, you know, like they've got like the cult vibes to it and not like classic horror or whatever. Anyway, that's the Lady Dick's hot take on horror films. So the Stanley Hotel is a Georgian style hotel. It's located in, is it Estes Park?
That's what I would
Does
call it.
Does anyone know? Okay, we're
I
gonna
would call
it Estes
I would
Park.
Call it, no, I would call it like Estes probably.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like Estes and Estes is like tomato, tomato. It really doesn't matter. As long as I'm not
well,
like,
Estes
it's not
is like
Estee
Lauder and it has like 2 E's.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, whatever. It's in that park. Not super relevant, except for that's where it is. It's in Colorado. It's like 90 minutes from Denver. So if you want to get in a car, if you're in Denver and you want to drive there, probably don't because it's COVID. Georgian style architecture, for those of you that are curious, is marked by, quote, symmetry and proportion based on the classical architecture of Greece and Rome. So it kind of looks like maybe something was inspired by Greece and Rome, which is basically every building that exists today. So that's fun. It's an elite 420 room retreat, although it didn't originally have 420 rooms. They've added on to it, that offers panoramic views of Lake Estes. Is that what you said?
That's what I would call it. Yeah.
And the Rockies, which are the Rocky Mountains, in case you're curious, with ample old world charm for exceptional service. I just realized that if you don't live near the Rocky Mountains, you might not refer to them as the Rockies. So that's why I had that lovely little tidbit of information. It was built by investor and entrepreneur Freeland Oscar Stanley, a.k.a. F.O., which is a great nickname.
Fuck off.
Yo,
he was the owner of yeah, I know, right? Faux or fuck off is probably more accurate. He was the owner of the Stanley Motor Carriage Company, and they built the hotel in 1909 after he and his wife Flora traveled west from Chicago and fell in love in the area. So F.O. Stanley is best known obviously as the like CEO founder of the Stanley Motor Carriage Company, but he invented the Stanley steam engine, which is essentially a steam-powered horseless carriage, so basically a car, in case anyone's wondering what a steam-powered horseless carriage is.
I like that. Oh my god.
Before they were called automobiles, obviously. It was not, doesn't have the same kind of engine as like the first car, but that's basically what it was. So F.O., he had tuberculosis, and we're going to call him F.O. most of the time through this just because we talk about he and Flora, and it's weird to call them both Stanley. So
yeah.
You get a bunch of F.O. Yay. So he had tuberculosis, and he was given 6 months to live. His doctor recommended that he and his wife seek out fresh air as treatment and arranged for the couple to travel to the Denver area where they would find obviously the Rocky Mountains and lots of wildernessy shit and things. It was beautiful. Surprisingly, his health did actually start to improve after they stayed there for a while, and they loved the area so much that they decided to open up a little retreat there. Construction in the hotel started in 1906, and it officially opened its doors in 1909.
The Stanley Hotel was a grand, top-of-the-line hotel equipped with running water, electricity, and telephones.
Nice. Score, score, and score.
Sorry. Early 1900s, but you have to kind of poke fun
yeah,
at
guys,
it.
Yeah, guys, it's 1909.
Like, you know, like over 100
years grand for the
old.
Grand for the time.
Exactly.
The only amenity that the hotel didn't have was heat, because it was intended to be a summer-only resort. The Stanleys built their own private residence a half mile west of the hotel. Famous guests include the unsinkable Molly Brown, who was the American socialite and
philanthropist.
There we go. Yes, I got it. Who survived the Titanic. The Emperor and Empress of Japan, John Philip Sousa, Teddy Roosevelt, and later, Stephen King.
Yay.
And like many of the places on our list, it's also recognized for its history, though in this case, it's recognized by Historic Hotels of America that recognizes the, quote, nation's finest historic lodging properties, unquote.
Ooh, it's not a World Heritage Site, is basically what we're saying.
But it is fine.
It is.
Prior to the Stanleys purchasing the land, it was owned by Earl Lord Dunraven, who came to
Ooh,
the area.
And also, I didn't put this in there, but Dunraven is in Ireland. Just, I was like, where is this guy Earl Lord of?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lord of from where? Cool. So he came to the area in 1872 on a hunting trip. The Earl built a lodge, cabin, and a hotel for guests and, quote, illegally homesteaded up to 6,000 acres in an unsuccessful attempt to create a private hunting preserve, unquote. Yeah, that's a little cray-cray.
He was great.
Naturally, he wasn't super popular in the area, and after attempting to swindle locals out of land and money, he was promptly run out of the area. Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed too and want him gone, so. Bitch, you try to take my money and land? I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Room 217 is the famed room that...
Oh, wait. I feel like we should have a transition here that I just realized I did not write.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. One sec, my enter foot is like... transition.
So we did a thing.
We definitely did a thing.
We made an audio ghost walking tour with our favorite audio tour app, Tripvia Tours.
Tripvia makes these really cool self-guided audio tours that you can listen to while you walk or drive, depending on the tour. So it's like you're on a group guided tour, like you'd take on vacation, but you're by yourself.
Kind of like a vacation for your mind.
Definitely a vacation for your mind. Our first tour was just released, and we're taking you on a historical, ghost-filled walking tour down Hollywood Boulevard.
So if you're in Los Angeles and you're itching to hang out with your favorite hashtag dick squad, download the app, get the tour, and head down to Hollywood Boulevard, and we can all go for a little stroll through history.
Here's how you get your own copy of the tour.
Head to the Apple or Google Play App Store and type in Tripvia. That's T-R-I-P-V-I-A, in case you can't spell, and download the app.
When it's downloaded, you can hop into the app and purchase the tour. Every tour purchased helps make it so that we can bring you more awesome content and future ghost tours.
Once you've finished the tour, make sure to jump on your favorite social media app and let us know how much fun it is. And don't forget to tag at Tripvia Tours on Facebook and Twitter or at Tripvia _ Tours on Instagram so they know you loved it too.
Where do you think we should go next?
I've got a few ideas.
Amongst the most haunted places in the Stanley Hotel, Room 217 is the famed room that Stephen King stayed in that helped inspire his famous book, The Shining. The second floor room has a beautiful view of the Rockies, and today you'll find a library of King novels, because why not? Stephen and Tabitha King arrived in the off-season and ended up being the only guests in the hotel, which means they ate in an empty dining room with pre-recorded orchestra music playing. King described suddenly waking up from a nightmare in which his 3-year-old son was being chased, screaming through the corridors of the hotel. And by the time he headed out onto the balcony for a smoke, the storyline for The Shining was already well on its way. This room is said to be haunted by the ghost of Elizabeth Wilson, aka Mrs. Wilson, who was the hotel's former housekeeper. Mrs. Wilson was injured during a 1911 storm when she went to light one of the lanterns in room 217. It exploded without warning. Luckily, she survived, but unfortunately ended up breaking both ankles. Yikes.
Yeah. Not cool.
No. Despite her lack of death during the incident.
That wasn't supposed to sound so bad. Shit, sorry guys. That was me.
Thanks for trying to die, but not quite. Oops, maybe next time. Maybe we'll catch you next time.
It appears that Mrs. Wilson has chosen room 217 as her afterlife digs. Guests report that she moves items around, unpacks their luggage, and turns on and off the lights, depending on her mood. She's also apparently quite old-fashioned and doesn't appreciate when unmarried couples bunk together. Those that do in this room report that a cold force comes between them. Many believe that this room is never available, but you can absolutely book it. You might just need a little lead time.
Oh, she's lovely. Okay, so the grand staircase is obviously a popular passageway for hotel guests because you need to get to your rooms, but it's also frequently traveled by its ghostly residents as well. In 2016, a visitor from Houston, Texas, took photos while he was exploring the impressive stairwell. When he was looking through his photos when he got back home, he realized that one of them had an apparatus at the top of the stairs. I don't know if apparatus is the right word, but it's like a direct quote. I think it probably should have been apparition. It's a direct quote, so hey, whatever, I didn't write it.
Like an apparition?
Well, apparatus sounds very sexual to me.
Apparatus sounds like, what's that, yeah, like red jumpsuit apparatus or whatever, that band, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, red jumpsuit apparatus.
When we were like,
I'm pretty 12. Sure that's exactly the band name from what was it, like grade 10 or grade 11?
Yeah, God, or even earlier. I was super into them. Anyway, so the red jumpsuit apparatus, just kidding. So he saw this apparition. We're gonna guess it was an apparition. Despite the fact that he didn't recall anyone else being in the area at the time, so creepy. The image featured the ghost of a woman standing on the top of the stairs. Travel and Leisure also has a creepy photo of a ghost that appeared during the tour as well. Real or not, it's definitely creepy. I put the link in there for you guys, and the link will also be on the website so you can like see the image. It's not our image. It's actually from like a publication, so we won't be actually putting it on the blog, but you can link through and see what it looks like. I found it to be pretty creepy.
En route to looking.
I'm looking and it's just black. Oh, wait, it's loading.
Yeah, mine's loading.
It's just
too.
A photo of the hotel.
Oh, no, down.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, I see it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, it just kind of looks like a blurry, like a blurry photo.
Isn't that kind of creepy?
It's the second one, right? It just kind of looks like a blurry photo, though.
But like the person standing at the bottom of the stairs. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I see something, but it's also kind of a blurry photo too.
Oh no, I totally agree. But there's like people around and like moving and stuff. It's the person that's standing at the bottom of the second stairs.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I can see it.
Oh, it's definitely blurry. There's a million reasons why that could definitely not be a ghost. Anyway, you guys can go to the website and look at the photo. It's a tad bit unclear. Okay, so this is like written so poorly. The Stanley Hotel, it also has what's called a vortex.
Oh.
Yay. So it's a little bit unclear about where the vortex is, but it appears that it's on the same grand staircase as like the main one that you would go to. Because I couldn't find any other staircases, and they say that it's the stairs that are the vortex. Anyway, however, the vortex part of it is between guest floors. It's referred to as the vortex, or a natural spiral of energy. And paranormal enthusiasts refer to it as the quote rapid transit system unquote for ghosts in that area. Ghosts that haunt the area. I apparently can't read today either. My mom was like, so I think you should probably find your glasses. I was like, shit, yeah, I probably should. Because I was like, my eyes get so tired in the evening. She's like, do you wear your glasses? And I was like, no. And she's like, I think I see your problem. Yeah. Anyway.
Yay, mom.
The theory behind this. Yeah, I know. Moms are so smart. The theory behind this is that the Stanley Hotel is an energy vortex that opens a portal between space and time, creating a, quote, swirling center of cosmic energy that's coming from the ground. I have zero proof of this, by the way, guys, just to clarify. And this vortex happens particularly at the base of the second floor staircase. So you want to go up, obviously, from the first floor to the second floor. And at the base of the second floor staircase, that's when you'll be in said vortex.
Yay.
Ooh. So scary.
Speaking of the Stanley Hotel, the concert hall is another well-haunted room inside the Stanley Hotel. There, I just said Stanley Hotel twice in one sentence. You're welcome. It's haunted by the ghost of Paul, a former jack of all trades around the hotel. So probably, like, you know, their maintenance guy. One of his many jobs was to enforce the hotel's 11 p.m. curfew, and these days, guests report hearing him yell, quote, "Get out," unquote, when they're lurking around late at night. That's very rude.
Sorry, guys. Nice, there's like, okay, have you... I have such a bad habit of checking my emails because I'm like, you know, people are going to email me at this time. Anyway, there's a headline that says, lawyer accidentally joins Zoom court hearing with cat filter.
Oh, you haven't seen that? You haven't seen it yet?
No, but I kind of love it. Oh, my God.
And the judge is like, yeah, I think you have a filter on. He's like, I know. He's like, I'm here live. I'm not a cat. He's like, my assistant's trying to turn it off and she can't.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
It's really gotten good. More than 3 million views. It's so funny.
I saw this other one. It was, I can't even remember where I saw it. It might have been in an email at work because it was kind of funny and it had to do with one of the competing brands or something like that. And it was like, they went into a Zoom call and this lady forgot to change her screen name from when she talks to just her friends. And her screen name was something about like, Queen Tits or something like that. Queen Tits a lot. Or something, like, it was really, had to do with breasts, I think. But it was pretty good. I wish I remember exactly what it said. Because I laughed pretty hard. Anyway. A construction worker at the hotel also reported that Paul was nudging him while he was sanding the floors, and he's happy to perform for tour guests, flickering flashlights for them. So that's kind of him, you know.
He's lovely.
Yeah, this is also the favorite haunt for Flora Stanley, who can be heard playing the piano late at night. She likes to entertain.
Yay!
So we've got a good combination going on here. Finally, the Stanley Hotel's concert hall room is the home of Lucy. She is considered to be a former runaway or homeless woman who's taken up residence in the afterlife. So we don't know where she came from, basically.
Yeah, they're not sure.
It's often touted that no one knows what her pre-death connection to the hotel is, but the only known death at the hotel was a transient female who broke into the basement under the concert hall in an attempt escape is the word we were going for, the chilling winter cold. Unfortunately, the basement wasn't much warmer and she ended up freezing to death after she crawled through a window. Lucy often plays along with ghost hunters, communicating with them via flashlight. So she's having some fun in the afterlife.
There's a lot of friendly ghosts in this place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100 years ago, the fourth floor of the Stanley Hotel was an open attic where female employees, children, and nannies would stay while there. Now with hotel
Isn't
rooms.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I was writing that and I was like, that's so strange. Who is like, welcome to the hotel, kids. Go up to the fourth floor with the fucking employees and nannies, bitches. Mommy and daddy are going to have a nice fancy hotel stay.
Oh, dear. Now with hotel rooms on the floor, guests who stay here often report hearing children giggling, laughing, and running around. Room 401 is also home to the famed Stanley Hotel closet that opens and closes itself, probably by one of the children.
Yay!
Duh.
Obviously.
Room 428 is reported as being one of the scariest rooms in the hotel. Guests report footsteps and moving furniture above them, despite the fact that there is no floor on top of them, and the slope of the roof is too steep for anyone to even feasibly be there. This is also the room where you'll find the ghost of a friendly cowboy who appears at the corner of the bed.
Yay! Also, I heard that the ghost of F.O. Stanley was also in the hotel, but I couldn't really find anything about where he hung out. So I'm just going to assume he's probably, like, chilling there because his wife is also there, but I don't know where exactly he hangs out.
He's watching her play piano. He's getting drunk at the bar.
Him, Paul, and Lucy are all, like, tanked, and Flora's at the piano is really what's happening. Actually, him and Lucy are tanked at the bar. Flora's at the piano, and Paul's like, get the fuck to bed and out of the concert hall, you assholes. We have a curfew to meet. Anyway, you can obviously hang out with all of them there. So you can obviously visit the Stanley Hotel. Weird, I know it's a hotel, so they have visitors. It's great. You don't actually have to be the guest, a guest at the hotel to take a spooky tour there. The historic Stanley night tour is offered on a regular basis, though the times and dates kind of change depending on the time of year and the availability, so you'll probably want to call first.
Hashtag COVID.
I also found, like not now. It is open, though. If you're in the area, you can take a tour. They just have really limited capacity, and you have to wear a mask and all that kind of stuff. So you can go now. If you are,
let's practice social distancing, folks.
Yeah, exactly. I also found mention of the Underground Caves Midnight Spirit Tour.
How about no? Gonna guess that. Thanks.
I couldn't find anything. I would totally do it. I couldn't find any information on it, so I'm gonna guess that it's probably like a Halloween special thing. However, if you call and ask or whatever, if you're interested, this tour will take you to visit the underground cave system that was previously used by the workers to move about the hotel.
That sounds dangerous.
Skeptics chalk the creepiness. Well, they're probably like legit tunnels, which is not uncommon in like, you know, the early 1900s.
And it still sounds dangerous.
Workers and stuff to use tunnels. I'm sure it's probably not dangerous because the hotel also has lawyers who wouldn't let them take people on a dangerous tour. Anyway, skeptics chalk the creepiness of this tour up to the wind kind of moving through the old pipes and vent systems that are in the basement or the underground. But some believe that the higher than average concentration of limestone and quartz that the hotel is built on captures paranormal energy. Yay. Also note that the hotel is like built kind of in the Rocky Mountain area, so that's why there's probably a large amount of limestone and quartz. Anyway. Geological fact, guys. Not a geologist, but also don't know anything. Yay.
And if all of that has inspired you to go stay at the Stanley Hotel, guess what? You can. The Stanley Hotel fully embraces its spooky history, which is awesome, and makes it easy for guests to book a spirited room, including that's the suite right there. The Stephen King Suite 217. And of course, there are a few others that are favorited by ghost hunters, including 401, 407, and 428, of course, with your cowboy special at the end of your bed.
Yay.
It should be noted that these are the most popular rooms, obviously, because they are spooky. So availability is limited and you probably have to book well in advance, especially during peak summer months. And you're probably looking at roughly $430 US for a midweek off-season stay.
That ain't cheap.
Ouch.
It's super expensive. No. I also just realized I wrote the script and deprived people of one-star reviews, so I will read some one-star reviews from TripAdvisor.
Yeah, gotta have our one-star ratings.
Because I would hate to deprive our listeners of the one-star TripAdvisor God's opinion of this hotel. The first review is called Filthy Room, so you know it's going to be good. It says the lobby and exterior of the hotel is beautiful, which is great. Skip staying here and just walk around. The rooms are absolutely filthy. Look at the first picture under the bed. He included pictures. The bed doesn't look super dirty, I'm just going to say. The baseboards had dust and stains on them, as do most old places. The radiator was falling off of the wall in the bathroom. That kind of sucks. All off the furniture, I'm going to guess he means all of the furniture, was banged up and needs refinishing. We ate dinner here. It was the worst service and worst food ever. Seems like the hotel is under bad management. Very disappointed. And that person stayed there in January of 2021. So, recent.
Wow.
Let's see. No customer service for the money you spent. This is from November of 2020. I was so looking forward to an old historic room. But this was just very small and not historic. I have been coming here for a few years and they have never gotten the customer service part down. Why do you keep coming back then is my question. If it was a Motel 6, I would have been happy. Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. Nasty lady at the front desk for no reason. I'm just checking in. Exclamation point, exclamation point. This person uses a lot of exclamation points for the record. A beautiful old hotel with lots of history and a rotten staff. Exclamation point. We stayed at the lodge and on that side, it was much better. Okay. Good to know. The location, they give a 4 stars and everything else gets a 1 star in that one. Okay. Let's skip the COVID ones. Let's go pre-COVID, guys. Okay. Well, that's going to be fucking hard. I feel like people are bitchier in COVID, as am I, so no judgment on anyone. Just saying, I feel like they might be more fun pre-COVID. Okay, underwhelmed and overly disappointed. Ooh, this one's really long. Actually, we're going to skip that. That's like 500 words. I'm going to do a whole episode here on one person's damn review. Oh my God, people who are mad leave really long comments. Like, really long comments. That's 4 different comments that are like...
Because they have nothing better to do with their lives.
Okay, here we go. All right, this one's called Worse Than a $400 A Night Motel 6. I don't know why people keep comparing this to Motel 6. I feel sorry for Motel 6. I think reviewers have a responsibility to give this business a chance to fix before posting a bad review. Well, we did. 6 times. No response. Okay, good to know. We rented suite 303 with a sofa bed, and while you don't expect a luxury mattress in that situation, you also don't expect to cut yourself on exposed springs. Ooh. During a 3-day stay, our room was not cleaned once despite multiple requests. We changed tour dates well within the allowable window and had to badger them for a refund. Finally, they lost our dinner reservations and only agreed to honor them because I could name the person who took them, Peyton. Sorry, Peyton. And time they were made. This seems to be pouring a lot of money into landscaping, and I mean that literally because in the midst of a water shortage, most of the irrigation water seems to be ending up in the dirt parking lot. Oh, dear God. They need to focus on basic equipment and services. F.O. Stanley was a remarkable person. The people who run this place don't seem qualified to shine his shoes. Woo! Shit. That's right. You were told. Anyway, those are the obviously lovely 1-star reviews from TripAdvisor. The 1-star review, gods have spoken. Service is apparently not great there. Although I always like to note that people do complain more when they're unhappy and not, and they're not like super complimentary when they're happy. So it's probably totally fine. Oh, the overall rating of the hotel, I guess I'll tell you that, is 1 star. I'm just kidding. It's not. It's 4 out of 5 stars and there are 3,500 reviews. So let's just take that as you will. Anyway, that is all for us on this week's episode of the Lady Dicks. Is the Stanley Hotel haunted? I don't know if it is. Maybe, probably. Stephen King sure thinks it is. I'm judging by his books, obviously. Anyway, we will be back next week. If you want to hang out with us midweek, you can go to theladydicks.com. We're obviously there. That's our website. We own it. You can go to all of the socials at The Lady Dicks. You can go to Patreon and hangsies with us there. There's great shit there. And you can sign up for the mailing list.
And I think Harry's looking for a friend.
Yeah, Harry, I'm sure, would really like a friend. He's like, I feel so bad for Harry. He's like, would you guys stop talking about me?
On the Patreon list. Not saying that Harry doesn't have any friends, just he has no friends in Patreon right now.
Oh my god.
On our list. Of people. So sorry. Oh my god. That came out so wrong.
Harry's like, you guys talk with me every episode. I'm just kidding. He might think that. He's like, oh my god.
At least every second episode, because we love you.
Hey. He's really getting his money's worth through Patreon.
If you're a patron, like, if you're a patron, you obviously get mentioned all the time. That's a great point.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out.
We're 60. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Dear God. Come hang out with us and we'll see you next week. Yay.
And in the meantime, try not to ghost anyone.